You're listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, continuing our previews of the NFL teams. We're staying in the AFC North, the Cincinnati Bengals, and we're going to our progressive guest line where Jay Morrison will join us from The Athletic. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. The Bengals were 4-11-1 last year, but of course lost Joe Burrow to a season-ending injury, as well as Joe Mixon. So we'll get a look at that as we continue our preview. Jay Morrison joining us from The Athletic. How are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Good. All right. So in terms of what you guys can see in camp, what you guys can hear as you guys cover this team this offseason, how is Burrow progressing from the knee surgery?
I would say remarkably fast, but also not remarkably, but a little slow as well. The fact that he's back out there participating right now and 100% fully cleared is remarkable. That was the big win. I mean, he's been back since OTAs, but he does not look up to speed in terms of where he's at and being sharp and having throws on target and feeling totally comfortable in the pocket. And he's admitted that much. There's a mental block that he's dealing with right now. There's some frustration, but you know, if a guy, Joe's honest anyhow, but when a guy talks that way, it usually means they feel like they're on their way out of the problem. They're not still swimming in it. So I think that's an encouraging sign that he recognizes what it's been. He actually asked them to start doing this thing in 7-on-7s where the coaches are just kind of running around him in the pocket, getting close to him when he throws, getting around his knees, just to try to get that mental picture in his head of you're going to have traffic around you all the time and get over that mental block. And he has. He really struggled through the first week and a half, and then had a couple off days. And we're starting to see him kind of get back to the Joe Burrow we expect to see.
Yeah, when somebody has such great success in college, there is still, all right, well, what will he do at the next level? When Burrow got to the scene and got to the Cincinnati Bengals, how quickly did you notice that he is a capable starting NFL quarterback?
Oh, instantaneously. They didn't have OTAs last year, so you had to wait till training camp. But
right.
But all the reports from the team and the coaches were just how much he took command of this offense on the Zooms and all the unique things they kind of did over Zoom to have him make the calls and the checks at the line, the simulated line of scrimmage, that type of stuff. I mean, they voted him a team captain last year as a rookie who had never stepped on the field in OTAs or anything. I mean, he came in and instantly took control of this team, took control of his situation, took control of the offense. And we saw that play out. Yeah, it started a little slow last year, but right around midseason, they upset the Titans. They had the Browns beaten. Those are two playoff teams. And then Baker Mayfield leads this amazing comeback, and they win it with 6 seconds left. But you started to see this offensive vision coming together. And then 2 weeks later, he suffers the injury in Washington, and it kind of set everything back.
The offensive line was not good last year. They had a chance to draft Penny Sewell. They did not. They went with Jamar Chase. But have they added to the offensive line? What does it look like in 2021?
Yeah, they added Riley Reiff, a 10-year veteran at right tackle. He's going to be an upgrade over Bobby Hart from the last couple years. Jonah Williams was number 11 pick. He's going into his third year. He missed his entire rookie year. He missed 6 games last year due to injury, so he's not had a full season. They've seen nothing from him to make them think that was a bad pick. He's still developing, but they love his future. And then Trey Hopkins is almost a more remarkable story than Joe Burrow. He tore his ACL in the final game of the season, and he was back for the first snap of camp this year. The big questions are at guard. They are having a rotating competition right now. They drafted Jackson Carman, who protected Trevor Lawrence's blind side at Clemson, and they've moved him to guard, but he has not been what they hoped for yet. He's buried on the depth chart, third string. I think it's more of a light a fire under the kid and you know, let him know that it's not going to be as easy as it was in college. I do think we're going to see him play a decent amount in the preseason and see what he can actually do. But it feels like Quentin Spain. He's a veteran. He played at Buffalo. They signed him last year on a Friday, and he played on a Sunday. He feels like he's got one of those guard spots locked down. So it's just going to be this rotating cast of guys in the offseason or in the preseason to see who's going to be that right tackle. And that's, you know, the guard spots where the injury from Joe Burrow came last year. Michael Jordan was the one that got pushed back into him, and Michael Jordan is in competition for that starting guard spot. And I don't know how they could run him out there in week one knowing what happened last year. But if he's their best bet, that might be their only choice.
Mm. Not only is it Burrow, but Joe Mixon as well, coming back, played six games last year, but they give him the ball a lot. Do they anticipate that he will still be that level of work that he's going to get in 2021?
Yeah, it's going to be more from what they're saying. They see him as a third down back. Last year they had Giovanni Bernard. Gio has been a great third down guy here in Cincinnati for a number of years. They moved on from him. They're actually going to see him Saturday night in Tampa because the defending Super Bowl champions just got richer and added him in free agency. They like everything about Joe Mixon, and he can be that third down back because last year, not a third down back, but he can be a three down back because last year he was already, when the injury happened in week six, he was on pace to set career highs in targets and catches. He's a big part of this passing game, and if he is good at pass protection, and he can always get better, but he's good at it. I'm not convinced. They say they want him to be on the field all three downs. They drafted a rookie out of Michigan, Chris Evans, in the sixth round, who looks terrific. He looks like a wide receiver playing running back. He's just so smooth in his routes, great hands. If that kid can pick up the pass protection element, I think maybe we see them dial Joe back a little bit, try to keep him healthier toward the end of the year, and the rookie Chris Evans could get a lot of looks on third down this year.
I know it's still kind of early, but what's the read on Jamar Chase, the draft pick in the first round? He didn't play in 2020, but did it seem to have any effect at all as he initially came back to play football?
Yeah, he really struggled early too, kind of like Joe, but for different reasons. Rust being a big part of it. A lot of drops. We've seen that get better. And Jamar, we talked to him a couple of days ago, and he was the same way Joe was, just perfectly honest about, hey, it was harder than I thought. And the year off, he said he lost some quickness, and he said he wasn't talking about speed quickness. It was mental quickness, recognizing what he needs to do, where he needs to be. He just kind of felt like he was not in a fog, but it was just tough getting everything down, and that's starting to look better. The whole reason they went and got him was they were last in the league last year in deep balls, and him and Joe Burrow have yet to hook up on one in training camp so far. It's just this thing where they're both a tick off, and I think that's something that Bengal fans or even fans that just watched the game Saturday night, I think we're going to see them send. Now Joe Burrow's not going to play, but I think we're going to see them send Jamar Chase on some deep balls. And just kind of put teams on notice that, hey, this is going to be part of our game plan. Even if they don't hit a couple, you want the Vikings, the Bears, some of those teams you play early to be looking for the deep ball this year when it was basically absent from the game plan last year.
2020, the Cincinnati Bengals defense, the offseason moves, did it make them better, worse? How do you evaluate where they're going?
Yeah, it's been maybe the biggest surprise of camp so far. Everybody's focused on Joe Burrow's struggles, but a big part of that is this defense looks really good. And they signed Trey Waynes last year, and then he suffered a pec injury before camp and never played the whole season. So it's almost like, you know, he's another piece of this year's free agent class because they never got to see him last year. You've got three starting cornerbacks out there that all came from different teams that have never played together before. And the big question is, how fast can they get on the same page? And the answer was instantaneously. It's Mike Hilton in the slot, one of the best blitzing cornerbacks in the league. He's looked terrific. And then the big, big surprise, maybe the star of camp so far, is Chidobe Awuzie. He started his career pretty good, but last year at Dallas, he had some injuries. It looked like kind of just a guy out there, and people were kind of scratching their heads at why the Bengals signed him, and he's been validating it. Trey Waynes has missed some time with a hamstring, and Awuzie has stepped into that number one cornerback role and just locked up Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Whoever he's been on, he's been terrific. They're still kind of going. The big question right now is Jesse Bates, arguably the best safety in football, wants to be paid that way. The Bengals are not offering him that way. So there's a little bit of a standoff there that he's going into his contract year. They can always franchise tag him next year, but this, the coaches love him. Ever since he got, he's been a leader since he got here. He's been terrific since he got here. This is one of those cases where you want to treat the guy right. You don't want any ill feelings. And Jesse's not, he's practicing. He's going to play Saturday night. He's not holding out or anything like that until he gets the contract, but it is a little surprising. It seemed like this was going to be a rubber stamp signing, even though you're talking about a market setting contract, and it just hasn't come down to that yet.
Jay Morrison of The Athletic joining us as we preview Cincinnati. You know, big picture in terms of the division, this is, they sent three teams to the playoffs, and it's going to be tough. Can the Bengals be, they can have a good year and still finish last. I mean, that it's that tough a division. But can they be a team that is a problem for the teams up front? Like, if you're going to be battling for this, Cincinnati is not going to be the same team that you just go in, win game, and move on.
Yeah, I think they can. I don't know if they can get over the Baltimore hump. But I certainly, we saw them beat Pittsburgh last year.
Absolutely.
And on Monday night, which really was kind of a defining moment for this franchise in the way it happened, and with Ryan Finley at quarterback, who's no longer here. The big question is Cleveland. They played Cleveland really well last year. Week two, Joe Burrow throws for 316 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, he's no offseason, no preseason, and he comes in and lights up a playoff defense like that right off the bat. And then the game I mentioned earlier, the Week 8 game, where he leads this great two-minute drive, looks like they're going to win the game, and Baker Mayfield pulls out some magic. They're right there with the Browns. I think getting near 500 is going to be a win for them this year. If everything goes right, if they can avoid injuries, they have upgraded this roster, but it's still not super deep. So if injuries hit like they did last year, it could be trouble again. But I think they can make things interesting. I think they can still be in the hunt for a playoff berth in December. Maybe not a division title. I think Baltimore might run away with this. I think Cleveland could, even though I said the Bengals are right there with them, I think Cleveland could surprise people and maybe be in the run for a top one or two seed if things go right for them. But the arrow's definitely trending up for this team. I would be surprised, actually, if they finished last this year.
Yeah, that's true. And with Pittsburgh, it looks like, you know, some signs are showing a little bit of a decline. There's an opportunity there to take advantage and be a part of a three-team battle. And at least with the extra playoff game, there's a potential for that as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge part of it. They have, I mean, so does everybody in the AFC, but, you know, having nine home games this year, the schedule really lined up nice for them, where some of the, you never know when the schedule comes out, you say, well, these are the easy teams, these are the hard teams, and it never plays out that way. But
right,
they have winnable games early in the season. Minnesota at home, they go to Chicago, they go to Pittsburgh, they play Detroit, Jacksonville, all those are in those first 6 weeks. If this team, with these brash, Joe Mixon, supremely confident, Tyler Boyd, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, we all know how these guys have that swagger about them. If they can come out of the gate and somehow go 4-2, something like that, and you just all of a sudden see this thing kind of gel and this confidence build, I think it could be a fun run. On the flip side, if they come out of the gate 1-5, we could be talking about a Zach Taylor hot seat watch for the rest of the season.
Jay, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for helping us preview the Bengals.
Okay, no problem.
You got it. Jay Morrison of The Athletic on a Progressive guest line. Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at progressive.com. Some thoughts on the Bengals as we continue our preview on Wake Up Call.